Hey, y'all, this is Heather McFadyen.
And Cynthia Yanoff.
Welcome to season one of Sidetracked. What you're about to hear originally aired on the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
And so for your convenience, we've put all of our Sidetracked episodes in one place. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Celebratory, I want it right.
You feel pressure?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure that
everything's working.
Yeah, we got to make sure it's working. Is this so you talk first?
Hello, hi. How are you doing? Hello.
Yeah, we want to make sure we record both sides because we learned that lesson.
We've done that
only
before.
Only do that once. Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadyen, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode number 437, I have handed the reins over to Cynthia Yanoff for our special monthly Sidetracked. This month, we're getting sidetracked by 10 years of the Don't Mom Alone podcast. Here we go. Cynthia.
Happy 10-year podcast anniversary.
I feel very, I don't know, I feel all the feelings. I feel very special because you put time and energy into this and I have done nada. So I'm not used to like not helping you prep or do anything. I mean, I'm not usually very helpful anyway, but on the prep side, you're much better prepper than me. But
well, I don't know about that, but I do feel pressure because 10 years, you guys, is a big deal and this is worth celebrating and I want to celebrate it well. And when I knew this was what we were doing, I was like, you know what? I don't care that it's National Adoption Month and I haven't adopted a kid. I don't care what November is.
It feels like every month is seven different national months that I gave up.
Well, not this one. It's Don't Mom Alone 10 year. And in honor of it, I have written you a poem.
What?
Are you ready?
I mean, I knew you were a writer. I didn't know what poetry was part of your...
Okay. It's not. It's so not my genre.
Set the bar low.
Anybody who was thinking about buying my book in a few months, this is not indicative.
This is not a representation of your writing. Okay.
You ready? An ode to Heather.
Okay. Am I going to cry?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
It's hard to believe you've podcasted 10 years. If I was less uptight, I'd bring you some beers. You're the podcast queen. There's no way to clone your passion for ensuring that we don't mom alone. Raising four boys, gosh, that's testosterone city. But with humor and humility, you make it look pretty. The way you love crying still leaves me at a loss. But I'm also perplexed at your man crush on Bob Ross. Your wisdom and friendship is also appealing. And the way you cheer on other moms almost gives me big feelings.
Oh.
You're addicted to kava, your dog, and sweet brews, which almost makes up for your tap back abuse. You're a friend to all with wisdom and impact. Your only misstep is arguably sidetracked. No, not really. With a kindred spirit and a heart for other mamas, you leave us each week with a resolved sense of calmness. So here's to another decade of keeping DMA strong from all of us who adore you and know you're right where you belong.
Oh, I will cry. It's been a crying day.
I wrote a poem. And
that's
I mean it, though.
So sweet.
I know. How about
all
that?
Rhyming. It could be a rap, even.
We'll try that for the next one. And you make it 10 more years, and I'll rap, okay? And I mean, we'll be.
The only way I would make it 10 more years is because of you.
Okay.
That's the only way I haven't quit up to here is.
That feels like that was a strong statement
but. No, I didn't mean it.
Okay. A couple of things I wanted to tell you as we get started. Oh, I'm in charge. It's so awkward for you too, right?
I'm just going to sit back and drink my coffee.
On your own show when someone else takes over. Yeah, whatever.
Come to my house.
A couple things I'd like to start with to tell you how serious I'm about today is that I even used my new lip gloss. And I'm going to ask you, are you creeped out by the fact I'm getting ready to make you use a little bit?
No.
Okay, I want you to put a little on, but then
does it make you plump?
It's lip plumping. Has anyone ever...
Is it going to tingle me?
Everyone... That sounded gross. Everyone who raise your hand out there if you have lip plumping. I didn't know this existed.
Even with a daughter, you didn't know?
No. And I put it on and I thought I had cayenne on my lips. Then I thought I was
Am I going to be able to finish the episode if my lips are full?
Then I didn't know if I was having a stroke or if I was drunk. I mean, all but slurring words. It's a whole sensation. And you said a minute ago, I should put on my lipstick. I'm like, no, you're going to use my lip gloss. And it'll evolve over the next 10 or 15 minutes. It's a whole journey, everyone, of lip plumping.
Have you seen the one where you put it on and it turns blue and then you peel it off and it stains your lips?
Oh my gosh, no.
I almost bought some on Amazon. Big deal day. I love a plumper.
Oh, it's horrible.
I haven't bought it in a long time. Like, you're bringing me back to the early 2000s.
Are you feeling it yet?
Oh, I love it.
What?
Oh, the tingle?
It's
so great.
It's horrible. It's like cayenne on your lips.
No, but it's fantastic. We should put a link to this. What is it called? Maxi? What brand? Did you get this at the grocery store?
It's not Maxi. It's just Max. Okay. That's a different product, ma'am.
It said, where did you get this? Ulta? Uh-huh. Are you an Ulta person?
I think I got it at Ulta.
Milani? Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
All right, what are we
Heather,
gonna do?
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Have a makeover.
We're going to do some makeover and we're going to have lip plumping. Okay, we're going to start with this.
Yeah.
Talk to us about starting DMA. It really wasn't DMA 10 years ago, but talk to us about like what was behind that? Because you're like raising little kids and doing life and like right. What comes over you that you're like, I think I'm going to start this brand.
Well, and I don't know where I tell what stories, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and people, you may have heard this story. If not, buckle up, Buttercup. Here comes the story again.
Let's hear it. I haven't heard it.
Right before Knox was born, so 2012, mm-hmm. I was blogging. I'd been blogging for 3 years, and an agent, Ann Voskamp's agent,
fancy,
emailed me, and mm-hmm. he said, "Have you ever considered publishing?" And I was like, and he said he was Ann Voskamp's agent, and at the time, bloggers were getting picked up left and right, and it was like winning the lottery.
Wow.
And a little bit, I thought, is this like I'm Prince so-and-so from such-and-such and I want to give you $1 million? Like, is this a fake thing?
Right.
I did a little fact-checking. He was. And I went all in on writing a book then.
He wasn't fake. You said you fact-checked and he was what? Legit.
Real. Yeah, okay. Legit. Yeah, he's a real dude. And he was actually thought that I could write a book. And so I worked on it. And that's a uber long story that I've written about in some book that I wrote. But mm-hmm. I think Right Where You Belong.
Never heard of it. I say that every time. It makes me laugh every time. Go ahead.
Never heard of it. Mm-mm. So I think it was fall of 2013. I was at a blogging conference and I got word from him like, yeah, no, you've taken too long basically. Because I had a newborn, 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old. And all of the mommy bloggers have been picked up. Publishers don't have room right now for a Christian mom book. So sorry. And I was like, well, I just made space in my life to write a book. I said no to a bunch of commitments, including helping host a conference here in Dallas. And so I was in a mastermind group with Kat Lee and Katie Orr and Amy Lynn Andrews. These are all bloggers back in the day. And two of them had a podcast. And I was like, you know what? Forget writing.
Yeah.
I just want to talk to people.
I'll talk.
This mm-hmm. is way better. And instead of it being my junk that I'm processing in like a diary, I would much rather interview people and hear mm-hmm. their stories and share their stories. So they helped me get started 2013. The rest is history.
With a tin can.
It was, I mean, nowadays you have to have a full studio with video and yada, yada. It's like MTV. Video killed the radio star. It feels like YouTube killed the podcast star. I mean, you have to be doing all the things. Back mm-hmm. then, it was a laptop.
Yeah.
No mic. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't go listen to those episodes. The sound quality's terrible.
Listen, just to clarify for anybody who thinks that now we've risen to that level. I mean, we literally have not. So we're only one step above a laptop and a mic.
We have masks I got from South Africa staring at us. That's how advanced this studio is. But then it was called God-Centered Mom back then.
Okay.
That's the other piece of the story is that was the name of the blog. That was the name of the podcast.
And when did you rebrand?
2018.
Okay.
We hosted our first live event and that was the hashtag. Mm-hmm. Don't Mom Alone was the hashtag we used in promoting that. And we were getting people to listen to it like a podcast club.
Yeah.
To listen with a group of friends and discuss it. And so we were like, don't just listen to it on your own with your earbuds. Get together.
With friends.
Use it as an excuse to gather with other moms.
So. And 5 years later, here we are. So like halfway through is kind of when you rebranded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I want you to know, and guys, I have a lot. I'm going to ask you questions along the way.
This is spicy, my lips, just so y'all, just an update.
Your lips are on fire.
A little bit.
You're not slurring yet, so I think we're fine, everyone.
If I'm not making lip contact and I can't make my plosives as a speech pathologist, that's when your lips go together.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And plosive, they expel the air. So,
okay.
Buh.
I think I dozed off again.
Okay.
Okay, listen.
Labial. explosive.
All right. So listen, I want you to know something because, you know, like we've gotten a lot of DMs and reaching out and all that since we've done Sidetracked. And there's been several like recurring things that even when you and I are together, and we run into people, they always bring up either tapbacks or more than anything, this Bob Ross situation that I didn't know who Bob Ross was. And so a couple things. I decided there is no limit on the budget I'm willing to spend on today's show. I'm going to knock it out. So I went on Cameo. Y'all know what Cameo is, where you can hire people to do. And so this isn't as good as you think it's going to be. I was all in. I'm like, I don't care what it is. I even told Mike, I'm getting ready to spend a fortune. I don't even care. I'm getting ready to get a Cameo for Heather McFadden of Bob Ross. I didn't know he's dead.
I was all in. I was like, you're holding your phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, wait. Then I'm like, it's clicking. Wait, he passed away.
He's gone. Okay. So I wasn't able to do that for you, thanks, but though, I do have trying. Some pretty, I have some surprises. Some pretty sweet people coming along that wanted to say a little something to you. And so I'm going to kick it off with not Bob Ross, but a dear friend of ours, Courtney DeFeo.
Hey, Heather, it's Courtney DeFeo here. I'm just so proud of you and thrilled at the chance to celebrate your work over the last 10 years. It has definitely impacted me as a mom, and your heart has always been the same. Your heart has always been there for moms and just to support us and encourage us, and that comes through in everything you do. I appreciate you as a friend, and you're an inspiration to me, and I just congratulate you.
Oh, Courtney's so sweet.
I know.
Always She's so a fun. Good cheerleader, right?
She is. Oh.
She was at that like first her. Live event because Callie, the gal who helped me start the podcast, and Winter Pitts, who is now with Jesus, were my guests. And at the time of the live show, Courtney and Winter had a podcast together called For the Girls. And she afterwards was like, Heather, you were made for this. She's so kind, always encouraging me, sending me ideas or ways I could grow, and I never took advantage of her great marketing advice.
She really has great marketing. Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have some more cameos of your friends. But for now, let's keep moving on through my questions. Tell us about maybe one of your most, oh my goodness, moments or memorable moments or, oh my gosh, people on the podcast. Give us a little insight on that.
So the gift of having that agent for that season is he connected me with authors, which at the time podcasts hosts weren't really having authors on. I know now it's just pretty much author interviews, but to hear Big Mama or Boo Mama, who everybody loved their writing, actually talk, they had the same agent as I did. So I met them that way. So to me, that was really cool at the time to get to share these beloved people and for them, because it wasn't even like Instagram videos. People really weren't hearing from them unless they heard them speak live.
Gotcha.
So there was access. And then I would say over the years, just the opportunities to interview people that I've always admired. Like I was such a big David Thomas fan from hearing him at MomCon, and then to like be friends with him now is such a kindness from God. And then Sandy Patty.
Oh my gosh. On the show. Yes.
Where are my people at? Down where are my CCM the
Via
people?
Dolorosa.
On the road to Calvary.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
No, Sandy Patty, that was fantastic. I mean, just amazing teachers. Beth Moore. I have a story when I interviewed her. I was interviewing in the closet because I used my closet as a recording studio until probably 2 years ago.
Wow. I'm glad you've moved out because you and me hanging in a closet with the lip plumping is weird.
Well, and I'm not organized. I don't know if people knew. I think people know that, but I'm just not. I'm not an organized person. There's a lot of clutter right now. There's piles on the floor, things need to be hung up, things that need to be returned, things that are broken. And I didn't know that back then we weren't doing video. We were just doing audio, not even on the Zoom call. You would just do audio. Well, she pops her cute little self on that video. And I turn on the video because you have to. And I have literally sports bra hanging behind me. The light was broken in the closet. So I had a torch, you know, those torch lamps from the 90s helping light it. And she said, I have never felt so loved. Like she said it was a comfort to her. And I don't know if she was lying her face off and she's like, who did my PR person book me?
I'm literally in the quality recording that would never studio. Work today in the MTV world of podcasting. That's why we have no guests. If they saw what we had going on here,
It's terrible. But yeah, I would say, and I'm sure there are plenty that are slipping my mind. They're like, oh my gosh, how did I get access to this
totally
person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if when people ask memorable moments and you guys just listen to that compilation episode, it's not the fame or the famous quote unquote people that are the most memorable. You know what I mean?
It's the wisdom.
Yeah. Right?
That's what it gets me. Yeah. That's why people come back here every week or every month for Sidetracked.
It's the wisdom.
Okay. I have another.
Update on the lips. How big do they look?
Are they
looking ginormous?
I don't want to I feel like it's fat shaming to say you look plump, but in the best of ways, I think you're plumping.
It's really hot on the edges.
It's a miserable experience over here.
I think they've changed the formula since the 90s because this is really
It's really something. Well, you're welcome. Okay, I have another cameo for you.
I don't know that we should add this to the show notes anymore.
No. I have another cameo. Is that what they're called? Another cameo for you. You ready?
Yeah.
We're just going to keep interjecting them in here, everyone. Totally. Here we go.
Heather McFadden. Girl, has it been 10 years? I don't know if that means we're old or if that just means we're wise. But here's what I do know. You are amazing. You are a genius. You are an amazing interviewer. You are an amazing techie geek girl. You are an amazing community builder. And you are passionate about motherhood, and it shows in everything that you do. Happy 10th anniversary. I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Crystal, I didn't say she was in my mastermind group. She was in my mastermind group for blogging, and she was in my mastermind group for podcasting. And my most favorite women's retreat I've ever been on is with Crystal. But she is someone who will just ring my doorbell and show up when my mom was living with me. I mean, she's the real, real deal. Mm. Like, she took me out when I was going through that season. We went and got our nails done. We went and had coffee. Like, she's always present and real with me. And yeah. I'm so thankful for her. She was at a live event too. She was one of my guests. And it reminds me when I interviewed her sister, Priscilla Schreier, amazing Bible teacher.
One of my favorite interviews I've ever had too.
But let me tell you, it was a Saturday that I was supposed to interview her, which is not my normal.
For Priscilla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my normal groove. And we just realized all my boys had lice.
Oh.
And the electricity went out.
That's awesome.
And so I was trying to do lice treatments, and the electricity had gone out. And so I had to delay my interview with Priscilla Schreier.
Because?
A couple hours until the electricity came back on. But it was like, she's got some things to do. Okay.
She's a little
busy. She has her own three boys.
It's not like Cynthia. You can be like, Cynthia, just don't come. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll come tomorrow.
Oh, to me, that's the most stressful. And that's when things usually go wrong.
No, they
do. Is when you have all this pressure and, or like I was going to interview someone and my computer wouldn't restart. And that's when I lost all the Sidetracked episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So she, Crystal says I'm the tech guru. The real tech guru is Crystal.
And I want you guys to know the angst that you, Heather, had when you, with Priscilla, was real. When she lost Sidetracked, I'm sure she was like, oh, well.
No.
can you do?
The hours I sat in this chair trying to get those back.
To get Sidetracked back.
And I should have just gone straight to the guy who fixed it.
Yeah. Okay, tell us this. How have you seen God show up in your DMA ministry? Like, give us an example of just places where, one where you just know God was there.
People will send unbelievable stories, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think, honestly, you or I will realize the ripple effects of conversations that we just put out into the internet. And the Holy Spirit brings it to that person in the moment that they need it. We will never know.
Yeah.
Because it's God working. We're just the conduit of Him working. Mm-hmm. But one woman messaged me back, and okay, this is kind of Debbie Downer. This is not Sidetracked funny story.
It's okay.
But it's,
we'll take it.
It's significant in that she was listening to an episode, and based on what the guest said and based on her own conversations with God, which is, that's the key. Like, my hope is you are walking with God, with your own community. That's why I'm saying don't mom alone. Is she really felt led to shift her career, to come back home to be with her kids. And I'm telling you, 3 months later, one of her kids passed away.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And she was telling me that she credits that conversation with the nudge that led her to the choice that she'd been kind of thinking about, but she doesn't regret having made, so that she could walk through that grief, have that time. Anyway, not that all of you need to feel like, okay, we need to stay home. I'm not saying that. It's just follow God for your people.
Right, right, right.
He's got, he knows what's coming.
And to, and the way that the Lord's just, the Lord, I mean, yeah, that's the Holy Spirit just nudges us in different ways through different things, through what we're listening to. And to, like you're saying, to be the conduit of that, which you've done so well.
Tune into the voice of God so that you are following him, because hard things do happen.
They do.
But he provides a grace through it, kind of like Abraham and the ram and the thicket. Like he's the provider, but we have to tune our eyes to see what he's providing. Yeah. Anyway.
Right now, the hard thing is this stuff on our lips.
I mean, I really do feel like my words are slurring a little bit. Okay, while the lip plumping product is not a sponsor, I have a fantastic sponsor that will improve your beauty. And it's so simple. Honestly, if I have a day where I really don't have any interviews, I don't have to be anywhere, my go-to face regimen is Great Skin and Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. You've heard me talk about it before. Not only is it a clean product, 100% vegan and cruelty-free, but it's a great performing product. It lasts all day. And I have issues. I don't know if I have deep set eyes. I don't know what's going on with my eyes. But oftentimes if I use other mascara, I end up, it smears on my face or it flakes off or it just falls off over the day. Not with Thrive Cosmetics. It stays all day. And it looks like lash extensions because, one, I'm not breaking my eyelashes. When I take the product off, I just use warm water and a washcloth. No soap needed. It just slides right off because they have this flake-free tubing formula. So basically, it wraps a tube around my eyelashes and that helps lengthen and define them. It also has these nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, healthier looking lashes over time. In addition to the clean, the great performing, Thrive Cosmetics gives back. And for every product you purchase, they donate products and funds to help communities thrive. I am so thankful that they give back to communities where women are trying to thrive and grow from being in homes with domestic abuse or there's homelessness. So many amazing communities that are supported by Thrive Cosmetics. And you can be part of that because with your purchase, you will be giving back. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. So right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/DMA. That's Thrive Cosmetics and cause is in the name. It's CauseMetics.com/DMA for 20% off your first order.
I'm going to read you some of your precious listeners DM'd me. Congratulations to Heather for 10 years of podcasting. Her show has introduced me to so many helpful resources and ideas. Mainly, it's a tool God's used to change my life. I found God-Centered Mom in 2015 when my daughter was born. It helped me recognize my postpartum anxiety and my intrusive thoughts and shame I felt during that time. I found help years later because of Heather and her guests, and I had the courage to go to counseling. Then I learned about my codependency and people-pleasing.
Wow.
Of course, Heather had spoken to guests about these topics that helped so much with my healing. Her constant message to not mom alone encouraged me to seek out friendships. In those early days of motherhood, I had completely secluded myself. Now I am healing alongside friends and occupying my God-given space.
Wow. I said wow, not because of what she was sharing, but wow, she like did the hard work.
She did. Way to go, I mean, Amber.
It's like you can present stuff and not everyone takes hold of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I have another cameo for you. Ready?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Heather, happy 10-year anniversary on your podcast. That is amazing, and I'm so proud of you. You do such an incredible job, not only in the messages that you share and just the way that you listen to moms today, but also just the way that you ask the hard questions we're all thinking about, have those conversations, and just inspire us and make us laugh along the way. So I just love everything you do, from your podcast, your books, to just your heart and your character as a person. So know what a blessing you are to me and so many other people. And just know that I'm wishing you the best. And I hope that the next 10 years are even better than these first 10. And wishing you many, many more years and decades of great success with the Don't Mom Alone podcast and everything else you do. Hope to see you soon. And congrats again.
Oh my gosh, Carrie Compakis.
I mean,
she's our new fave, right?
Oh,
like, we have so many faves, but she's one of the top for
she's
sure.
She's just knocking him dead. And you know how she's knocking him dead without being
Oh, she's so humble.
She's so humble. She's in her lane. She's doing what she's called to do.
But her wisdom is like she's amazing. The way she can say things. Y'all, she has come on the show recently to talk about girls and clothing. And I've had so many people tell me that her advice was really helpful, even in just how they, when they see a picture, when homecoming pictures were coming out. And she was like, they were like, you don't know the story behind the dress, that was the best option that a mom and a daughter could come to. Anyway,
amen.
She's great. Thank you, Carrie. That's super sweet.
I know. She's the best. All right. So tell us something. Tell everybody something that we know, may not know about you and or your podcast, but tell us something funny, something maybe people don't expect.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty authentic on the show, probably to a fault. But I mean, I really, when people ask, how do you do all the things? I'm always saying, I don't do all the things you do. Mm. So Bruce was out of town this weekend and I was hanging out with a friend and she's like, how's it been going? I'm like, it's good. I forget how much Bruce does around the house that now I'm doing, like laundry and dishes and trash and cleaning up. Like, he does so much.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to like make all the husbands feel bad, but I'm not doing that, y'all. Right. So
maybe that's something that people don't. Yeah. They think you have all these balls in the air and you're doing
that. I'm doing everything perfectly. Right.
And yeah.
And I'm not.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
And I appreciate that. And I mean, I'm really hard on myself. I don't know if people know that. I'm pretty hard on myself. I think I'm messing up all the time or missing something or I have a pretty
strong
inner
critic. You kind of said that last week.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had a strong inner critic, which then kind of, again, took the air out of my ability to kind of
be sarcastic throw bullets and rude at you.
I mean, I'm still going to do it, everyone.
You're like, wow. I'm like, wow, that really resonated with the voice inside my head.
I'm still going to do it, everyone. Don't worry. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here, is so that we can laugh. But yeah. Okay. No, I hear that. So, and
I don't know what's hard to know. It's hard to know what people don't know.
Yeah. I would say this all the time, but I think people don't know what a huge cheerleader you are of people and really all people. Oh, but really, really, you have a gift for that of spurring people on and helping, pointing to what their strengths are. And also, I know in my life you've spoken well into that's not your space right now, so that's okay. Yeah. And you know, just kind of helping people define where that you see and where, you know, you see the Lord working in their lives and stuff. You just have a gift for that.
I definitely think I have. Faith is one of, you know, people talk about spiritual gifts, but I think I do believe strongly that God is up to stuff.
Yeah.
He's up to some stuff.
Yeah.
Is that real eloquent?
I love that.
I really strongly believe God's up to stuff.
Thanks for
put
that.
Put it on a shirt.
Uh-huh. We'll make
sure. Needlework pillow.
People will be signing in for more of this. Uh-huh. Katie sent me a DM and she said, I'm a mom of 3 boys, 7, 4, and 1.5. I've been listening to Heather's podcast for 7.5 years.
What?
It's been such an encouragement and helps ground me when I feel like I'm alone as a type A, strong-willed, corporate world working mom of 3 wild, wild boys and a very strong-willed husband. I love that she said that. Yeah. All the resources and laughs she brings are so helpful and encouraging. I told her a long time ago via Instagram, my goal one day is to be a guest on her show.
Yeah.
So there you go. How about that? So another listener. All right.
I know you're handling all the like juggling right over here.
I'm juggling. Y'all impressed. Should see how I'm running this off my phone.
I'm just sitting here like
This is a cameo that is really near and dear. Someone you mentioned earlier. Are you ready?
Heather McFadden. 10 years. 10 years. We are so proud of you, so honored to have gotten to be a part of this amazing podcast you have going.
And still today, we have more people who will come up to us and say, I first heard about you on Don't Mom Alone. And it is so encouraging every time to hear that and a reminder, friend, of what great work you are doing in this world. How thankful we are to know you.
We are so grateful for your voice and your heart and your friendship to us. We love you.
Congratulations. We love you.
David Thomas and Sissy Goff, you can't get any better. Y'all heard them in the 5 timers episode that we did because they've been on, I think 11 times is what I counted. It's
wow, 11 times.
They're so smart, but they're so kind.
So kind. We'll do anything. And you know what? Can I, and I hope they listen to this and they're going to laugh because they were, when I was reaching out to some people to get these videos, of course I knew they would say yes because they're amazing, but I don't think I either didn't clarify or maybe the person was helping them and they sent you the most precious happy birthday video.
And then I was save like, it for March.
I was like, false alarm, guys. And so they retaped another one, and they're precious. So they want to wish you a happy birthday too in March.
Hey, you know what? I will take all of it. I love a good happy birthday. No, they're fantastic.
Okay, so kind. they really are the nicest people. And I know we're saying that about everyone, but like we're pulling out all the stops of really. I mean, we could do this for 2 days.
A lot of work. This is a lot of work you did.
That's because I get paid so much, everyone. What is your encouragement to someone who feels a calling, kind of like you did all those years ago, but they're not, I don't know, they feel hesitant, they feel insecure, they feel all the things we feel every day. And I guess I would just start with that as saying, here to both of us saying we feel the same way at any given moment. But what's your encouragement? I think that speaks into your last book, but talk to us about
that. And I've talked to people, I think it was Allie Worthington, who, I mean, she was in the blogging world when I was, and I think it was 3 or 4 years into me doing my podcast that she started hers. But at the time she was like, oh, it's too late. She thought that 6 years ago. So we always convince ourselves that we're not enough, or if it's not perfect, then I shouldn't do it, or I've already missed the boat. And it's like, really, I think if you are truly being led by God, then it's never too late. You're never gonna fall short, because he's gonna fill in the blanks. Even if it's imperfect, he will use what you're offering, you know, your loaves and fishes. Analogy. But I don't know. I just think sometimes, as far as the doing aspect of calling or assignments, we're doing it to meet a need that isn't something God's asking us to do.
Yeah.
So maybe we have a need for affirmation, or we have a need to be loved, or we have a need for achievement. And those, you know, I get it. That's normal. That's being a human. But if God is really saying, this is, I've given you this story, you know, the whole right where you belong boundary lines. I've given you the story, this experience. I've given you these talents and interests for this time in this place. This is what I'm assigning for you. Would you like to join me in the work I'm already doing? That's enough. That's your permission statement. Don't overcomplicate it, because it's when you look around, we talked about comparison on our last sidetrack. When you look around, you're going to fall short of somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are at the top of any industry still feel like they're falling short. I bet Taylor Swift has imposter syndrome sometimes. You don't
calm
think
down.
So?
She does not. Never. And she's got, what's his name, Kelsey. No, she doesn't feel
she
that.
She for sure has got to have some inner critic at some point. Even then, you know what I mean? Like people we think are on top of the world.
And yeah.
So just don't wait to be on top to do or be something. Because to me, it goes beyond just doing. Like, maybe God's asking you to grow and be with someone or a relationship. Are you leaning into that?
And I think that's what if you're listening to the show and you're enjoying it and laughing with us and appreciating all Heather's done, I mean, I know your heart, and I think you would say, and I would want to echo, is I love those, you know, the verses in Esther that always get us, like times such as this, but I'm always taken by the part right before that where it says, God's will be done with or without you. Like his purposes will not be thwarted. And so
like, with our kids, even like, honestly, he doesn't need you.
Right. So don't
so humbling. Goodness. He doesn't need you.
Thank goodness. But all that to say, like, don't miss it. And I mean, I think that's what you would say. It's what I would say is like, don't miss it. Whatever the Lord's calling you to. And it's become so evident when the Lord's calling you to something, it just hits you upside the head over and over and over. But then I think on the flip side, what I think you've taught me really well, and we've talked a little bit about this, and I've heard it echoed in my life over and over and over the last 2 years, is that the measure of success, really, it's just yes is the, that's obedience. The win. Yeah. It was obedience, just the yes. And so once you put your neck out there and you fall flat on your face sometimes, and sometimes it works, and sometimes you're 10 years in and you're really tired, like I know you're feeling these days, but you know what, the obedient step was yes, and the Lord does the rest. And just hearing these people speak of what you've done, just your yes, I think that I hope that that inspires everyone to give your yes, your best yes, because the Lord will use that, and he's done it mightily with you, and I'm grateful for that. I have another cameo, everyone.
Oh man, here we go.
Hey Mom, congratulations on 10 years. It's crazy how you've always loved us through all of it, and honestly, we forget you even have a podcast sometimes.
Happy 10th anniversary, Mom. It's 10 years of hard work, and I'm glad you made it through this far.
Love you.
Congratulations, Mom, on the 10-year anniversary for your podcast. Good job.
Love you, Mom. Even though the podcast might be distracting and it might lead you away from loving us, you still love us.
Oh, my gosh.
Your boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Your boys. I mean, and you see, you're tearing up.
I am, of course.
It was so sweet. And I, you know what I love the most about that video on the very end when he goes, even though if it distracts you from loving us, I know you still love us. And I like walked away from that. Like, we need to hear that. Like, yeah. When we're called to do things, we're doing hard things. Yeah. Like, it does take away from something. And so I just like want to say, like, thank you. He acknowledged it. We all acknowledge that. Yes, there is times where it feels like, I love she's crying over here, everyone, that it does. It does. There's real
when tears hit the lip.
Yeah. It's like she's crying for the cayenne.
The salt and the cayenne. No, I've got, that's fine.
But it is. It's been a real sacrifice for many years, and I'm so grateful that you did it. And so I'm calling in our special guest to wrap us up today.
Oh my gosh. I see him. Oh man. I was like,
sit down.
Here he comes. So you know she was coming.
I knew she was coming. Yes, I did.
I was like, don't be doing laundry because Cynthia's going to be here.
I still might have done the laundry.
Yeah,
but...
yeah.
I'm talking over your shoulder, so it's never been creepier, and giving your sweet husband, Bruce, the mic. 10 years. We just played your boys video.
Oh.
I already cried this morning about the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you knew.
So give us a little peek behind the curtain of Heather. I sent him a text. I'm like, this is what I'm going to ask you. But really, you say whatever you want. Y'all don't need me. I feel like now I'm in the middle of your anniversary dinner. So here's me backing out.
Third wheel.
You can pull that over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I get asked all the time, like, how Heather does it all. I mean, she's obviously a great mom, obviously a great wife. And then she does the podcast on top of it. And speaking and everything kind of comes with that. And I'll tell you, I think the key is she was gifted with high adaptability. Mm. I mean, it's really true. And it is a really unique trait. And it's something because I'm much less adaptable. Like I'm adaptable in some ways, but like Heather is very interruptible, which is a gift, especially because I am not interruptible. But my brain's locked in. So I when people ask me like how Heather does it, I think her adaptability is a key to it because she is able to kind of keep our marriage first and our kids and the podcast and kind of make them all weave together. And I think that it's just a unique gift that she's got to do it.
And how many times have I wanted to quit all the things?
Oh yeah. But you know, you're even adaptable in that. You kind of come in, you process through it. So that's another thing too. Like I'd even say like she describes living here with me and four other dudes is a frat house. And I think that's pretty accurate. But you know, she's got an interesting blend too of like, she's sensitive, but she's actually very resilient, very resilient. Like even this morning, she kind of
was having a moment,
shared some feelings. And I was like, you know what? Okay. She's not wrong on what she's saying.
I was having big feelings.
She had big feelings. But I've also learned that she needs to get those big feelings out. And
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That's a good word. Well, it doesn't happen without you too, Bruce. And so I thought we can't do a show on 10 years without talking to you. And I'm just so grateful. Just the last couple of, I don't even know how long we've been really friends.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Not long. Less than a year.
Well.
I barely liked you before that. Intolerable. No. And now we're sharing lip plumping. Bruce, can you tell we put lip plumping lip gloss on?
Do they look bigger?
And we sound like we've had a stroke.
Because, if you put it, it's too tingly. Don't do it.
It's like cayenne pepper on your lips. But
I'm good.
All right. So let's wrap it up with this. Any last words from anybody? But on you, girl, I would just say like, if you had a minute with every one of your listeners the last 10 years, you could just sit down and tell them a little something. Mm-hmm. What would that be?
Man, I think that was the motivation for actually getting my butt in the chair and writing the book, Don't Mom Alone, was like, okay, I cannot have coffee with every single mom, but what would I tell her? Like, what would I really want her to know? And so if y'all want to know all the things I wrote, Don't Mom Alone, there's a link in the show notes. Just kidding.
Yeah, we don't really want to know all those things, but thank you. Just give us one. That's a nice gesture, though.
I have always said, lean into your own healing process, like that one mom who wrote in, like motherhood is going to bring out stuff in you. And it's not really about your kids.
It did in you this morning, clearly.
That's right. Exactly. Right? There's a sanctifying process that's available to you. What was it? Ruth Cho Simon, she would say motherhood is sanctifying was her hashtag. But that's all things are sanctifying, but motherhood really brings all the junk to the surface.
Yeah.
And engage in that process with God, with friends. And the other thing that lately for my moms of teens, this is a season I'm going to say really lean into your mentors who are farther along the journey and the gals who are coming up behind you. I feel like in that season, their voices are going to be the most helpful for perspective and encouragement. Because your peers, they're going through their own junk. Your kid's story is their story. And it's harder to talk to peers about that stage.
Yeah.
But to have moms who've been there before that you can text or call, and young gals who can remind you, hey, I was a mess when I was a teen, and look what God's done in my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like encouragement.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
Yep.
Well, happy 10-year from
thank
me.
Thank you for all your hard work.
And all your listeners.
Thanks for making me cry.
Bruce, I made her cry. The all the things.
And my cute cakes.
Bruce, come back. One sec.
Bruce, come back.
Come back.
Yes.
Does she have 10 more years in her?
I think she's got 40 more years in her.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, even past getting your kids through college.
Yeah, I just, I mean, look, I think... It might not always be podcasting, right? I mean, because she started first blogging, right?
That's such a weird word, blogging.
Blogging. And so...
who knows what's going to be invented between
no,
now
but
and
I think
then.
I think the mentorship side of you and like you're kind of just, you know, what you guys hear Heather here, that's who she is. Like it's, you don't have like a, you know, turn the microphone on Heather and turn the microphone off Heather. It's the same Heather. And I think that will continue forever. It might be the medium's different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's a good word.
It's a good word. Happy 10 year. We're big fans. We love you and hope you know how much you're appreciated and celebrated.
Aw, thanks, Cynthia. Y'all are the best. Well, thank you for going on that little journey with Cynthia and I and all our special guests. Man, oh man, we recorded that 2 weeks ago. And since that time, y'all, God has brought so many kind women across my path who have just poured out, I mean, a lot of encouragement my way. And so I'm feeling very filled up. Thank you so much. If you have sent me a DM or a note or an email or left a review, whatever you have done to just help light the flame of keeping this thing going, I'm just super thankful for you. And I'm going to pray over us. Lord, I thank you that you are always at work. I thank you for the women who are represented in the 10 years of the podcast, every single soul that has journeyed with us, that you are present with, that today she would feel you are for her and that she would feel less alone in her journeying. That just because today was hard or just because her kids misbehave or just because she got that phone call from a teacher, she's not too far gone, the child's not too far gone, that this is all part of your journey with us. And I pray that a fresh wind of hope and love would blow her way through the words of a friend or even just the words in this episode. And I'm just honored, Lord, that you would invite me into this work. Thank you for sustaining me through your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the other special thing happening, y'all, is Cynthia's birthday was this week. And the best way you can encourage her and wish her a happy birthday is head over to Amazon and pre-order her book. It's called Life is Messy, God is Good. It comes out in February next year. I'm sure you'll hear about it more from us, but I just think we want to celebrate her. She's so good at celebrating others. She was so kind to bring these pedophores, which every time I offered one of my boys, they said pedophile. I'm sorry, that's just life with boys. She just celebrates well. And so let's celebrate her. Thanks for joining us. I'll be back on Monday with a special episode with Mary Van Geffen on parenting when you are a highly sensitive person. All right. See you on Monday. Bye.